those fantastic Room Next Door sketches on social media. Hey, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for your company. And as ever, thanks to the team, Kaylee and Paul in the studio, Joe and John producing, and of course, Adrian pulling all the strings. That's it from me. Enjoy your evening. Stand by your beds. Dotun Adebayo, the Night Watchman, is next.
The voice of the UK.
And the home of the Premier League.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
BBC News at 1 o'clock. This is Justine Green. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has told an emergency meeting of the Security Council that all hell is breaking loose in Lebanon following days of cross-border fire and missile strikes. Israel's most senior general has told his troops to be ready to go into Lebanon to fight Hezbollah on the ground. Mr. Guterres has called for an immediate end to the hostilities and said another conflict needs to be prevented.
All-out war must be avoided at all costs. It would surely be an all-out catastrophe. The people of Lebanon, as well as the people of Israel and the people of the world, cannot afford Lebanon to become another Gaza.
Within the past half hour, the Foreign Secretary David Lammy has addressed the Council and spoken of Britain's condemnation of Hezbollah's actions.
The United Kingdom condemns Hezbollah's attacks on Israel over the last 11 months, which have driven more than 60,000 people from their homes. There was no justification for these attacks. They have brought misery to ordinary people in Lebanon and Israel, and they have done nothing to end the conflict in Gaza or secure Palestinian statehood.
Mr. Lammy went on to say that nothing justifies Iran supplying weapons to terror groups in defiance of the UN Security Council. The UK government has agreed to send £5 million of humanitarian aid to civilians in Lebanon, which the United Nations will distribute. Network Rail says there was a cyber attack on the public Wi-Fi network at 20 railway stations around 5 o'clock last night. Customers were directed to websites containing what the company says was inappropriate material before their Wi-Fi was suspended. An investigation into what happened is underway, as our transport correspondent Sean Dilley explains.
The focus now is to understand how cyber attackers managed to get hold of the Wi-Fi network and target it in the first place. But the BBC understands that it's unlikely customer data has been compromised because no personal information is asked before users are connected.
Two people have been arrested following the death of a woman in Gloucestershire who's believed to have had a non-surgical Brazilian butt lift, or BBL. Detectives are investigating what happened to 33-year-old Alice Webb. The procedure isn't illegal in the UK, but it has been banned by some councils. The BBC understands that one of the richest people in the world, Elon Musk, has not been invited to the government's International Investment Summit. Sources say it's because of the billionaire's social media post during last month's riots, described at the time by ministers as utterly deplorable. Next month's summit aims to attract tens of billions of pounds of international investment to the UK. And in football, Liverpool came from behind to thrash West Ham 5-1 in the League Cup with two goals each from Diogo Jota and Cody Gakpo. Arsenal won by the same scoreline against Bolton in their third round tie. BBC News, it's 3 minutes past one.
You've probably got a list of things your child needs for uni. Pans, cutlery, sheets, duvet, towels, you know. But this is a little reminder that they'll also need a TV licence to be covered to watch all the TV channels, live TV on streaming services and BBC iPlayer. On the downside, it's one more thing on your list. On the upside, you can continue to enjoy your favourite shows together on the family group chat. And they won't be bringing it home to be washed either. To find out more, search TV licence uni.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Call free 08085 909 693. Text 85058. Text will be charged at your standard message rate. Visit bbc.co.uk/5liveterms for our terms of use and privacy notice.
BBC Radio 5 Live.
The voice of the UK.
On digital radio.
On BBC Sounds.
And ask your smart speaker to play BBC Radio 5 Live.
Dotun Adebayo. BBC Radio 5 Live.
Yeah, good morning and welcome to the nightclub. You know it's jukebox night, don't you? So I hope you've brought your dancing shoes. 08085 90963 is the nightclub number, because as you know, on a Thursday morning, we ask you to help us put another tune onto a soundtrack of overnight programmes here at the BBC. We call it our virtual jukebox phone-in. And we always have a theme. We always have a theme. You can recommend any tune that you like. We always have a theme. And this morning's theme is, Dad, do you know the piano's on my foot? You hum it, son, and I'll play it. Because we are looking at the tunes, the great tunes, to hum along to. Yeah? That's what we're looking for tonight, the great tune that you hum along to.
Hey, Jude.
Wait, hold on a second. Give me a break. Are you for real?
Take a sad song.
This is the la 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 one, isn't it?
Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better.
You hum it, son, and I'll play it.
Hey, Jude, don't be afraid.
La, 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 la.
The minute you let her under your skin, then you begin to make
it. That's right. I think you get what we're talking about. And the reason we're talking about tunes, great humming tunes, if you like, tonight, is because of the great singer, Art Garfunkel. He of Simon and Garfunkel fame. He of Bridge Over Troubled Waters fame. Art Garfunkel, a great artist in his own right, is releasing an album of covers now with his son. And so has been doing rounds of interviews, including one with the Telegraph, in which he came out with a lovely quote. He says, your singing voice is your closest friend through life. Well, not my singing voice, but yours. Your singing voice is is your closet friend. Or your closest closet, whichever way you want to take it. If you cross a threshold into a room and you feel insecure, your voice is your companion, and just hum a little song and you're never alone. Yeah, that line. Hum a little song and you're never alone. Oh my word, here we go. Do you know what I mean? If you hum a little song, you're never alone. 08085 909 693. That's what Art Garfunkel says, and I think most of us would agree with that. If you hum a little song, you're never alone. 08085 909 693. Think that you're walking through a forest in the middle of the night. Well, gives you the heebie-jeebies, trust me. I've experienced this. And I was with loads of other people, but, you know, I'd never experienced that kind of darkness before in my life. So all I could hear were their voices, and I was like, I'm on my own. However, humming a little song reassured me that, yeah, I'm not on my own. My closest friend, my voice is with me. Even though I can't sing, I can hum tonight, and so can you. 08085 909 693. Here we go. La 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 la. Imagine going through a dark forest on your own and you're thinking, flipping heck, I was going to use a stronger word there, but you know what I mean. And you're thinking, oh my goodness, I'm on my own. Then you start humming this, or you hear this being hummed somewhere else. Somebody else is in the forest with you, and they're feeling all alone and all. So, We're looking for the great tunes to hum along to, yeah? What's your hum along tune? That's what we're looking forward to hearing from you tonight. And if it makes you feel less alone, tell me, what were the circumstances in which you hummed along, yeah? Hummed along. Could it be a football match with regards to this one? Anyway, let us invite into our guest for tonight's Virtual Jukebox, Mark Webster. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Can I just go back over again? Did you say, I may have misheard, that your singing voice was your mortal enemy? Is that what you said?
That's exactly what I said.
I thought you said that, yeah.
You've been taking notes, I see. It is. It can be, in my case, but my humming voice is the key to this one, Mark.
Ooh, because, yes, you exactly.
See, you can't criticise somebody's humming, can you? Mm-hmm. You can criticise their singing, but with their humming, that's how they hear the tune, rather than, you know, you're singing in the wrong key. That is actually how you hear this. When you hear this at a football ground, you don't say, oh, that's not the way Paul McCartney would have sung it. No, that's the way they hear it. You get me?
Do we hum? When I say we, I literally mean you and I, but obviously I mean other people, you know, I mean mankind.
Yes.
Do we hum out of tune in the way that we sing out of tune? Is our humming voice the same as our singing voice?
That's a really good question. I would say yes, it is.
Has to be, doesn't it?
But I guess. But I think the lines of, I was going to say discrimination. You know what I mean?
Demarcation.
Demarcation. That's a better word. Yeah. Demarcation. Yeah. Thank you. It's good job you're here, mate. But yeah, the lines of demarcation aren't drawn as clearly as they are with a singing voice. You know, so when somebody hums, you're trying to remember the tune, aren't you? You're not sort of like thinking, they got that one wrong, because you're not hearing the words. You're hearing the melody, aren't you?
And it's yours, isn't it? The hum is yours. The singing is more often than not like the shared experience, isn't it? I mean, I know that we'd walk around the house or in the shower singing to ourselves.
Yeah.
But humming's for your own. Exactly, yes.
My shower's not that big that I can walk around in, but obviously you've got a posh shower there where
I can't get to the other end of my shower before the song finishes.
Stand up in my shower.
but humming is a really fun personal experience, isn't it? It's a way of joining in without being obtrusive, of making that sort of moment your own with your record.
And, of course, sometimes it's the artist that's enjoying it, the humming part of it. And as I was driving in tonight, I thought of this fella who clearly enjoyed humming this one. And this was the hum that I had in my head as I was coming in. For whatever reason, there's something about this song that makes you want to hum along, isn't there, Mark? You're a soul boy. You see, there he goes. He's done it at the beginning, hasn't he?
He's in. He's la-la-ing for us.
You're more lovely as a summer day. My Sherry, you're more distant as the Milky Way.
Mark, the thing about this song, unless you're actually serenading somebody, you shouldn't sing it. You know, you can hum it. You can hum it. You can go around walking down the street and go, la, 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 and nobody's got a problem with that. But once you start singing My Sherry Amour, people are looking around. Where is she?
Right.
Where is she? Who is she? Go on.
So this is interesting. So, a caveat on this, then, you accept la-las as humming. They're in the ballpark, yeah? For that exact reason that you've just described, is because once you start joining in, you now think you're part of the experience. But it's la-las and humming is a kind of complimentary thing. As I say, I think for your own benefit. And you know, and you're not interfering with the joy of the moment, of the song itself.
The reason why I think we have to accept La La Lying, and there'll be other scatting.
There will, won't there? Yes, exactly. Other people have their own techniques.
Of course, the reason we have to accept it is because, you know, if strictly a hum is a you can go through this and say, do you get it?
So, obviously the hum is also a very useful weapon when you don't actually know that. I've written a lot of humming in, a lot of humming in chorus, in verses. And they're not in choruses.
There is a lot of John Redwood singing, trying to avoid the camera spotting that he didn't know the words to the national anthem of Wales when he was Welshminster. There's a lot of that, you know, there's a lot of la, 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 la.
I don't think humming gets you out of jail on that, though, does it, really?
Not when the cameras are there, but this is radio, you see.
I think I would be blowing my nose for 2.5 minutes if I didn't know that. That would have to be the only trick.
Listen, I'm only humming tonight, not because I don't know the lyrics, which I probably don't, but just because this is radio, and who can tell whether I'm humming because I don't know the lyrics or not.
And the other thing about a good hum, sorry, just quick, no, on that, because this is a really fascinating subject, is I think it took me a time to think whether I actually do it or not, because again, it's one of those kind of strange unconscious acts, isn't it? And it occurred to me, even as when you put Stevie Wonder on, it occurred to me, of course I do. But it's not something that I say, oh, do you know, this feels like a hum-along tune. I think I'll start humming along with it. It's a thing that you do.
But there are tunes that are just more hummable than other tunes, you know?
True.
And I wonder whether that's got to be part of the secret of writing a song. You want people, A, to, if possible, if it's that kind of a tune, to dance along to it. You know, you can take a great ballad and make it an even more enjoyable or malleable song by adding a decent beat so that they can dance to it as well as love the poetry, etc. But isn't it the same with humming, that if you've got somebody either whistling, should we accept whistling as a hum?
Can
we
whistle? Of course, that's it. That's,
it is a kind of a hum, isn't it?
That's a little bit more extrovert. I'm not dismissing it as an option. I like to think the whistlers. I think often think the whistlers think they're helping.
Yes.
And I'm not necessarily convinced they are.
But for the benefit of our phone-in tonight, they are helping.
Yes, I know exactly. Probably not good. Probably not the ideal opportunity to make that point. Was it really?
It does take a bit of skill to be able to whistle a hum or to hum a whistle, whichever way it goes. But we'll accept that tonight. So I don't mind it being la la lying. I don't mind it be whistling. We'll call it all a hum of some sort. What's the great humming tune that gets you at least? Exerting or showing your humming skills, your memories, all is a comfort to you. We've got Neil in Eastbourne, then we'll speak to Annie in Carnforth. Hello, Neil. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we?
Very well.
I'm ready to hum, mate. That's what I am.
Oh, dear.
Ready to hum. I'm
humming away to this all the time in my life. I mean, I don't know if you know the tune, but the story behind this is, it was the first tune that I learnt. It's the only one I learnt that my father, my late father, taught me the chord to play it. Right? And it was the first tune that I put on his Wakes playlist. And going back to your conversation that you've been having, this is three-way humming. So you've got the very beginning of it, the very beginning.
Yeah.
Then you've got the chord, and there's parts during the chorus where there's, well, you could call it humming, but when you listen to the tune, you go, ah! And the lyrics are absolutely spectacular, and I'm sure you'll absolutely love it. So
before you tell us what it is, have a go at humming it to see if we can guess it or not.
I won't muddy the waters any further.
I know, you didn't need to muddy the waters, mate. I was on McKinley Morganfield even from the moment you went, ooh, yeah. That first is a holler. I wouldn't call that a hum, though. That's a call to arms.
A call
to prayers. Ooh, I think that's a call to prayer. That first one, are you familiar with it, Mark?
Oh, dun 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 dun.
But before you gets in the dun 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 dun, which is all bow dun dun, before he gets to that, he does this kind of like, oh, yeah.
There is a primeval call
that's
to arms, isn't there?
Yeah. It's primordial, even.
Yes.
Neil and Eastwood, primeval, I like that. Primordial scream at the beginning. That's what it is, isn't it, Neil?
I believe so. I'm not too sure, but I just like the voice is just absolutely beautiful, isn't it? It's...
You see, that was primordial. It doesn't get more primordial than that, if I might, say. Have a listen again.
Oh, yeah.
You see, that's how we used to be, like 30,000 years ago, or 50,000. That's how you would have, said to your missus, hey, missus, I love you. Oh, yeah.
But you'll say that then when he goes, I'm a man. Yeah. You hum along to it, I think. I hum along to that. I can't, we both know we both can't sing.
Yeah. But I would hum to the... Da 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 dum, bam ba 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 bam.
It just reminds me of my dad, and I just love it.
Hey, that's good enough for me. But remember, this is primordial. Thank you, Neil.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Everything gonna be all right this morning. Oh, yeah.
Woo! That's right.
Now, when I was a young boy, at the age of 5, my mother's child gonna be the greatest man alive. But now I'm a man, way past 21. I want you to believe me, baby. I have lots of fun. I'm a man.
Yeah, because he's kind of not singing, is he, Mark? All due respect to the great Muddy Waters, he's kind of like preaching. He's doing a kind of a James Brown thing. So it's difficult to hum to the vocals. That's why the bass and guitar riff is essential if you're going to hum to this, isn't it?
There's no melody. And I think what you do is you hum to what is probably undisputedly the greatest riff in popular music ever.
Forever. He ain't going to get beat, this one.
It was there first, and it's never been beat since, is it? I mean, it's incredible. All pop music has ever done has aspired to try and beat this ever since, and oft failed. But you're right, I think, that's what you're humming. There is no tune to latch onto, is there, as such?
Yeah, it reminds me, I feel for Bo Diddley every time you hear this riff, whoever's doing it, or doing a modification of it. I feel sorry for Bo Diddley, because I'm sure he's happy wherever he is now. And I saw him live. It was amazing, amazing. One of the things that I'm very grateful to myself for as a youngster is I missed quite a few great legends, but from the age of about 12 or 13, I was going out to gigs, and I was fortunate enough to see Bo Diddley when I would have been 18, I think.
Right.
Anyway, but the thing about him was that he did this riff that everybody should pay some royalty towards. Everybody should pay some royalty towards it. It reminds me of Leroy Sibbles in the reggae world. You know, Leroy Sibbles is the original, as well as being a great singer and songwriter with the Heptones, he was also the bassie for Studio One Records. So half of those great original Studio One rhythms that we all danced to in so many different guises, it was him. He was the original bassie
right.
on those songs. And he's got a tune, it's a tune that he does with Chabrans. I can't remember, is it called Respect You or something like that? Where he says, look, and including, by the way, the bass line for what became known over here as Pass the Duchy by Musical Youth. It was Leroy Sibbles that came up with that when it was, even before the Mighty Diamonds did it as Pass the Coochie. So it was that doom, 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 doom. No, sorry, that's Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, isn't it? That's Sly and Robbie. Can't remember how the bass line goes off the top of my head now for Pass the Duchy. But that's a Leroy Sibbles song. So he's got this tune. The original bass line is called the full-up rhythm in reggae.
Right.
The full-up rhythm. So he's got this tune where he's saying, look, okay, he's playing the full up rhythm, his rhythm, and he's saying, I never made much money from this one year, but I still feel fine because every time a sound strings up, Leroy Sibbles is in your neighborhood. Every time. So there is a level where an artist will sort of take the acclaim and the status and the fact that the longevity of his rhythm, despite the fact that he hasn't got money, but you've got to get paid, haven't you?
Exactly, except that probably it's difficult to get the copyright on those things. I'll throw into the mix Earl Young, the drummer for in the Sigma Sound Studios in Philadelphia, who was asked to turn a mid-tempo Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes song into an up-tempo song. And he's the drummer, and he said, how about this? And he invented disco music, what they call the four on the floor beat.
Yep. Oh, wow.
And everything has ever been on a dance floor ever since then was Earl Young's saying, what do you think about this? As a sort of as a little tweak.
But unhummable, yeah, let's say, for this one. But unless you stick to the Bo Diddley. Neil, thank you very much. It's your dad's song that's good enough for me. Annie's in Carnforth. Hello, Annie.
Hello, Dustin. Hello, Mark. You're
right. Morning, Annie.
Yes, very well. Thank you very much. Good to speak to you.
And you?
Yeah. So let's go for the... And out of many tunes that you, I'm sure, love, is there one in particular that's the most hummable or the one that you reach for when you need a good hum?
Well, actually, I hum all the time. So to virtually everything and sing
along.
I'm
going to be here all night.
And I do. To what I really hum along to a lot, although I haven't chosen because I didn't know if you'd play it, I listen to a lot of Irish music in Irish and also Scots Gaelic music in Gaelic, neither of which languages I can speak. So, you know, when they are playing, I can't sing along with them. I have to hum. And so I do hum a lot to those, but I didn't know if you'd play a song in Irish.
Oh, I would, but you'd have to explain it to us and I'd ask you to translate it, even though you can't speak it, you get me? Because I'm sure you know what the lyrics are.
Some of them, yeah. Some of them that there's not translation for, so I don't know, actually.
That's all right. I just love the
sound anyway. But this is a song that I've always loved, and it's just... I love everything about it. It's a perfect song, I think. I love the lyrics. I love the melody. I love the harmonies. And it's quite anthemic, and it gets sung as a football song, actually. I can't remember where, somewhere in Scotland. So, it's the Proclaimers. My brain's gone now. What's it called?
Sunshine Over Leith.
Yeah.
That's
a
Hibernian. Yeah, that's Hibs.
Yes. And it's a hummable one. I won't lie, this is probably... It's going to have us not just humming, but... pulling out our lighters. We'll do the lighters phone in on another occasion, but you got your lighter ready, Mark?
Oh my goodness. My heart was broken. Cleaned it, you touched it, you saved it. My tears are drying, my tears are drying. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, my tears.
It is so hummable.
Beautiful thing.
Yeah. A work of genius, I think, in its execution, certainly. And
it's so complex vocally that that is probably the your best move is to find somewhere in there to hum. Find a bit you think you want to sort of like sit in there with and hum it. That's the trick there, isn't it?
I think you're absolutely right. If three of us stood next to each other and hum this, I think we would hum three different parts.
Yeah, you know, true.
Different ways.
It wouldn't necessarily hang together as well as the twins do, but let's be honest.
Well, you never know. This is what they call harmony. Because I'd be going, Bagsy, I get first hum, by the way, so you got to come up with the second one.
Oh, no, exactly.
No, Bagsy, I get the first. So mine would be, ba 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 ba.
We're going to turn into, aren't we? Yeah, let's be careful. By the way, it has to be said, one of the most wonderful things I've ever heard at a football ground is Hibernian fans singing "Sunshine Over Leith."
Tell that to the Hearts fans.
Perhaps it's a bit partisan in Edinburgh.
They're not going to agree with you, I can tell you that. Oh, my goodness. Okay, and thank you, Anna. You've set the bar really high with this hum, but it's extremely hummable. That's why they hum it at football grounds, or at one particular football ground. Thank you for that. We'll speak to Alan in St Albans straight after the news, if you're happy to wait till after the news, Alan.
Yeah, fine.
Thank you very much. Remember, most hummable, and I know you know your music, Alan, so I'm looking forward to your most hummable as well. So we're talking about the great hummable tunes. Which is the hummable tune that you want to tell us about? 08085 909 693 for our virtual jukebox phone-in this morning. What's the tune that we can all hum along to? At least you love to hum along to. Talk to me, and we'll get some more thoughts on this. Mark Webster's with us. We'll get some more thoughts straight after the headlines. It's 1:32.
The voice of the UK.
And the home of the Premier League.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
BBC News on 5 Live. The UN Secretary-General has been told that all hell is breaking loose in Lebanon following days of cross-border fire and missile strikes. Israel's most senior general has told his troops to be ready to go into Lebanon to fight Hezbollah on the ground. Two people have been arrested following the death of a woman in Gloucestershire who is believed to have a non-surgical Brazilian butt lift, or BBL. Detectives are investigating what happened to 33-year-old Alice Webb. The procedure isn't illegal in the UK, but it's been banned by some councils. Network Rail, a cyber attack was behind disruption, they say, to its Wi-Fi network at 20 railway stations yesterday. Customers were directed to websites containing what the company says was inappropriate material before their Wi-Fi was suspended. An investigation into what happened is underway. And the BBC understands that Elon Musk has not been invited to the government's International Investment Summit. Sources say it's because of the billionaire's social media post during last month's riots, described at the time by ministers as utterly deplorable.
This weekend on BBC Radio 5 Live.
On Sunday, Manchester United take on Spurs on 5 Live Premier League Sunday.
And the ball does find its way to the back of the net.
And on Saturday, there's updates from around the grounds, as well as live commentary of Arsenal versus Leicester at 3 and Wolves versus Liverpool at 5:30.
Tees it up, left foot, oh, he scored!
5 Live Sports.
Listen on BBC Sounds.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
The voice of the UK.
Dotun Adebayo. Listen on BBC Sound.
Yeah, 08085909693. We're looking for the most hummable tunes. We're looking for a tune that we can all hum to, that you at least enjoy humming to. Are there any particular circumstances where the hum comes out? And what is it about the tune that makes it hummable? 08085909693. Jiminy Cricket pointed out, give a little whistle. Is that a step up from humming? Oh, John, thank you very much. You've written a thesis on this, I see. Hello, Mr. Adebayo and guest, fellow listeners and your whole team. Great effort. They're doing a lot of studies on brain convivity at present. It's, do you know what that means, Mark?
No.
I suppose it's very convivial.
I was going to say, if you're convivial, you're friendly, accommodating, aren't you? Is that?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, friendly, accommodating. That's not a bad translation off the top of your head. You didn't even have to Google that, whereas I would have. Well done, you. But then again, he went to a much more posh school than I've ever been to.
My shower is enormous.
It is. And that is the arbiter of how intelligent you are.
Totally.
Anyway, so they've been doing a lot of study on the brain's convivity at present. It's the advancement of the technology, and some studies are showing how beneficial music is proving itself to be. Says John, people's brains have a natural rhythm and everyone relates to music naturally from birth, unless born deaf, I guess. Music supports a modern mind that has evolved across eons of leaning toward a higher fidelity as the kids. I like the way you did it, John. That's all. As the kids from Fame sang in the primordial pop hit of the same name, High Fidelity, best heard with accompanied program, dance actions and moves. All the best of hope, says John. Yeah, that's something of a thesis, like I say, or a testament. Do you agree with that, Mark? That, you know, we've got kind of a natural rhythm, as it were.
I think it's clear that our brain wants to sing something at some point, because this humming lark isn't necessarily just along with, is it? It all, you'll be doing something. Say there's no music on and you'll end up somewhere in your brain says, do you know what? This requires some musical accompaniment, and you find yourself humming along to nothing, but you're humming it anyway.
And this
so
humming,
there's definitely that place.
This humming
in your head,
lark,
I think.
This humming lark, as you put it, is that a hummingbird?
I'd like to. That's probably how the ancients would think of it as, wouldn't it?
My shower,
a little cage in the back of your brain box.
My shower is getting bigger. Let me just put that down. Alan in St Albans is with us. Hello, Alan.
Hi there, boys. All right?
Very well.
Morning.
Thank you very much. Great that you can join in this conversation. You know a tune or two, don't you?
Yeah, I do. But when the subject came up as Hummer, I immediately thought of the Hummer vehicle.
Ah, yes.
You ever seen that? It's like a military grade thing.
Yeah,
I mean,
course.
It's bloody ridiculous. But thankfully,
David Beckham had one. David Beckham had one. Arnold Schwarzenegger was the one that got all the big stars to start having
one. Yeah.
And they became, and they needed about a gallon for every mile that you travel to gallon of petrol.
That's right.
But yeah, that's more of a hum, 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 hum. Whereas we're talking about the hum, 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 hum. Exactly. Is there one that you hum to then? Is there one in particular that you
hum to? It's Days by the Kinks.
Ooh, yes, of course. The Kinks rather than Kirsty MacColl?
Yeah. Nothing against Kirsty, but I just obviously prefer the Kinks,
Because I challenge you that I think the Kirsty MacColl version of the Kinks tune, Days, is more hummable than the Kinks version.
Well, I respect your point of view. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's a challenge, mate. I could be wrong. I respect your point of view as well. Where would you go on this, Mark? Kinks as more hummable? Which is more? I'm not asking which is the better version. Which is
as a completely diplomatic response, I would. My think would be that Alan's probably heard the Kinks days before he's heard the Courtesy of Cool days, and therefore that's the one that's in his head for the humming purposes.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And let's hear their version. We'll take you back to 1968. Is it from around then? I think this is
their version.
And of course, it's a foot tapper. I'll give you that. It's probably one of the better foot tappers, but I wonder if it's as hummable. Let's have a listen.
Okay.
Thank you for the day. Those endless days, those sacred days you gave me. I'm thinking of the days. I won't forget a single day, believe me.
Do you fancy humming along, Alan? I'm just testing.
I bless the light.
Yeah, that's not bad. No, I can hear that. I hope this isn't going to end up being a tie, you know, because this might be a case of the song being more hummable, so it doesn't matter which version. As I recall it, the one that comes to my mind, I mean, it's a funny thing, this, Mark, because there we've got one tune, two different versions, but whose version do you hum to, naturally?
Are you telling me we're going to have a hum-off?
This is something of a hum off.
We're having a hum off.
Yeah, we're having a hum off. So,
wow.
Didn't
see that coming.
I didn't see it coming. I said earlier that he spoke better English than me, Alan, but I think I'll take it back now.
We're having an hum off.
La 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 la. Have a listen to the way she does it. Kirsty MacColl, this is,
Yep.
Thank you for the day.
Oh, it's a higher pitch as well.
Oh, yeah. That was harder.
I think she nails it, you know. The hum off, that is, the hum off.
Yep.
I'm not sure. Okay.
It's less challenging.
I would bow to the lady.
That's always the right thing to do, I think, particularly if she's the queen of her musical genre. Sunny Wright. Or you could do a Nigerian curtsy, which is twice as convoluted as our European curtsy.
Probably end up rapturing myself or something.
Me and all. I'm not going to do that. Isn't it funny? It's the same song. And she just takes it an octave higher or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
And it becomes more hummable in my mind.
After all respect to her,
Is it more memorable?
I couldn't hit it, though.
You couldn't hit it?
I can't hit that note. Because you want to kind of be in the same territory that she is, don't you? Mm. And I'm finding that quite a struggle to get...
Manipulate whatever it is that makes me
fit in with the hum.
Isn't that what makes it more enjoyable for the rest of us? Because we're laughing at the fact you're trying to hit the note.
True that.
So we're rolling, around with laughter. So no, do the Kirsty one, mate. Hum it like Kirsty. Go on, Mark. Go on. Let's go.
Tiny bit slower as well, which makes it an easier thing to broach.
I think
No, I'm not. No, I'm nowhere near.
I think it being slightly slower makes you more likely to be able to hum it without thinking about it.
Interesting.
When you start humming something that's really, really fast-paced, you've got to have your wits
about
you.
You've got to be wits about you, haven't you? Exactly, yes.
Concentrate on what you're doing. So this is the kind of hum that you'll have on an endless day, summer's day, stuck in traffic, and then you start to, I'm thinking of the day. I'm thinking of the... Ba, 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 ba. You might not even know what you're humming to. Anyway, it's a good choice, Alan. It is a very good choice. So are we going to put forward the Kirsty version or the Kinks version? Alan first.
I've
I'll have to go with the Kinks, yeah, because they came with the Kinks. First.
Yeah, well yeah. done you. Mark, are you going with the Kirsty or the Kinks version?
I'm going for putting both in. Now that we've had our first official hub off of the night, I think it...
It will split the vote, won't it?
Okay, well, in that case, we definitely stick with Alan's first choice, Kinks. Which, of course, is the original.
Okay, I'm telling you, I would have gone for the Kirsty one. So if it doesn't get onto the virtual jukebox, Alan, blame yourself and Mark.
All right.
Have a great week, mate. We speak again.
And
yeah?
you. Nice yeah. to speak to you then, boys.
Absolute pleasure.
Take care.
Absolute pleasure. And we've got the Shoei Gallagher with us. Shoei Gallagher in Northampton. Hello.
Oh, loving it. I always, do you know, it does remind me of the Shoei motorbike helmet. But, like, I know.
Yes, yes, been... they are motorcycle. You're right, Shoei in that case, isn't it?
Shoei. Shoei.
Okay.
Oh, right, well.
I'll call you that forever and a day, so you better get used to it, Shoei Gallagher. You went
to
that.
Right. I'm loving
you it. Really good. I'm glad to hear that.
I'm all in.
Yeah. So, humming tunes or tunes, great humming tunes.
Okay. What I've got for you is just one of the best songs ever. To Cut a Long Story Short by Spandau Ballet.
Oh, right. Okay.
Do you know the song?
Yeah, of course I know the song.
Totally,
yeah.
The first romantic hit ever.
Will you guys indulge me? Because I'll tell you what happens in my house, okay? It's a family favourite. Mm-hmm. I'll break in with a... with the synth, yeah? Right? And then my son would do the... So I want you guys to do...
Okay, yeah.
To the chorus, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
And I... and then you have to indulge me, so...
Okay, let's try it and see how well we get. If it is a complete disaster, we'll bring it to a swift end. But let's try it. So, you go first.
Soldier returning into white sky. Running for strangers, fear in the valley, war upon war, here upon here, to cut a long story short, I lost my
Was that you, Zoe? That...
Oh, I love Holding the Note when you go to set for it at the end of the song. I can hold it forever.
Yeah, of course you can.
So I have to move the shoulders.
And they're very heavy padded shoulders and all.
And all of this while wearing kilts.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my goodness, I only bought a kilt yesterday.
Oh, there you
and it's
go.
Drying. It's just, I'm just looking at it now, it's hanging up drying. I washed it.
You're basically a Kent brother already.
Are ladies allowed to wear kilts?
Oh, stop. Oh, me and my son, we just hit it, like, when we go together, we can't stop, and we can't stop moving to it, and we can't stop humming along and doing the synth bit, and, yeah.
You see, what I said about fast songs, though, Mark, you've got to concentrate to be able to hum along to this one.
But
that's like, the rhythm in you, Dylan.
Yeah,
that's the rhythm in you.
Yeah,
now, but showing it that you nick the best bit, because the best humming bit is the synthesizer hook. You are right. You know, you stole the best bit for yourself.
And it, but the verse is easy to hum along to.
Yes, not as much. You see, yeah. The rest of us won't know what you're humming if it's just a whereas if you do this bit, go on.
If I've got the windows open, I'm doing housework, I might start humming it, and then all of a sudden I'll break in. Cut a long story short, I lost my
You're not allowed to sing. I take that back. You are allowed to sing. You are allowed to sing anytime you want to sing. I take it all back. Oh, my goodness. You see, Mark...
Oh, the ladies look around and say, more, more, more.
Yeah, well, encore, encore, encore. Mark, you're going for the...
Yeah, I feel much safer territory on those, yeah.
Zoe's gone for the guttural, mate. She's gone for the guttural. So we've forgotten all about the... But it is hummable. And if you can hold that note, Zoe, you can do it any time you like on this programme. Hold that note! Thank you very much. Yeah? Speak to you again soon. I look forward to it. Spandau Ballet, to cut a long story short. Zoe, bye. And as Mark says, Zoe nicked all the best hums on that one. Rashid is in Chesham. Rashid, hummable tunes? What's the best one for you?
Yes, well, when you're humming, you're using that part of your mouth or body, your whatever it is, your lips mainly. So what are you making with those lips, Tom?
Making eyes at you with those lips?
No, he's
making eyes at me.
I meant in relation to sound, sorry, because it's a good clue with the oomings and ahrings and whatever else to this, my song choice.
Yeah. Well, Mark, you can answer that question of Rashid. I thought it was just a simple question of putting your lips together and blowing. Who said that? Was it Lauren Bacall?
It was indeed, wasn't it? Yeah, to her future husband, Humphrey Bogart.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Yes. Managed to get that one in. But is Rashid right? Which part of the body do you... What was the question again, Rashid?
Well, I said it's a clue to the song, what you're talking about with the song, with humming and such. So you're using that part of your body to create basically the name of my song.
Ooh,
relates to what you're talking about. It would lead to this.
Is it it's throat? It's got to be your throat vibrating. Is it lips as well, as in sort of like my lips are sealed? Is that the sort of territory you're heading for?
Yes, but it's what you do with your lips. What your lips give you when you're humming along.
Vibrations?
Well, I'll give you some more clues. Right, okay.
Okay.
This song is very much got a cosmic feel about it.
Cosmic.
Right, we're going back to the 1960s.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going back to a brotherly singing group.
It's an Righteous Brothers.
I was thinking Righteous Brothers.
You've lost that humming feeling. Is that what you're thinking?
I like that. But in terms of humming...
I love that. That's so funny.
I can hear that. You lost that humming. Yeah, Righteous Brothers.
Right, we're going around... Okay, another clue. Flower Power Age, around that time.
Righteous Brothers.
And... if I said they were probably one of the members was probably let's say taking substances at the time that very much
everybody was doing that in those days, weren't they?
I know what it is. It's the Wilson brothers, isn't it? You're referring to?
That's correct. Yes. So that leads me on to
the Beach Boys and Good Vibrations.
Yes,
I said good
vibrations.
I said vibrations. I said vibrations, and you didn't accept that. I said vibrations. Didn't I say vibrations?
Good vibrations we're after, Darton, tonight.
You said, what did your lips do? And I said vibrations. And you just
So when you're humming along, you're going to have to, vibrate those lips of yours. So.
But this is a tune.
I mean, it's got,
it is, yeah, it is.
It's got so many different parts of it that you can hum along to, join in with. Na na na's, da da da's, all those sort of things going on.
Which ones do you do, the na na na's or the da da da's?
Both, and na na na's at the end.
Well, let's hear you do it then.
I love the colourful clothes you wear, and the way the sunlight plays upon my head.
I get to hum the best bit, yeah? I get to do the bass line. I'm humming, but Bagsy, I get the bass line. I bagged it first. So here we go.
Bum 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 bum
Am I the only one humming to this?
I fall in the fatal trap of trying to harmonise with the incapacity to stay in tune.
And not to talk about the delay on the phone lines as well. So what I'm hearing, you'll be hearing like a quarter of a second afterwards. It'll make a great harmony. Don't get it'll be like an echo, won't it? If it's just a quarter of a second off. It's a hummable tune. I mean, if you can't hum to this tune, you're not going to be able to hum to any of the tunes tonight. So well done you, Reshi. That was a blinder. Not sure about the quiz that I won, and you didn't bother giving me the prize. Now I'm humming to all the good vibration.
Because you got two syllables from a 15-syllable answer. That's right, yeah.
What? It's every syllable counts. Are you going to say they don't? Come on now. Yeah, Rashid, thank you very much. Let's meet to Eduardo in Ashton-under-Lyme. Hello, Eduardo.
Hello, Dutton. How are we doing? How are you, Mr. Webster?
Very well, sir.
Fantastic, man. I love you so much, both of you.
Eduardo.
You're tremendous.
Come on, Eduardo.
Oh, come on.
This is a new persona, is Eduardo.
Eduardo. Bondino. From
Eduardo. Buenos dias, Eduardo.
That's Spanish, what are you on about?
Yeah, but Eduardo, you know, what is that if it's not a Spanish name?
Anyway.
Yeah, Peter and Cheshire and whatever else, yeah.
Key Largo, was it Humphrey Bogart saying that before Key Largo, or was it before Casablanca?
It was in Key Largo, wasn't it, I think?
I think it was, I think you're right. Yeah. Now,
yes.
I had a girlfriend in the 1980s from Staley Bridge called Tracy. I won't give her a surname because I want to spare blushes. But we both loved this tune, this very hummable tune. And I'll give you a few clues. The lead singer is called Morten, and he used to have bangles on his right arm, I think.
Morten, the Norwegian.
Take a thing on me.
Take a chance on me. What
they
call?
And his surname is Arkit, I think. Morten Arkit.
The moment you said Morten, you're speaking to a Scandinavian here. The moment you said Morten, exactly. It had to be Aha. Then you need to come out.
So what's the hummable tune by Aha? And I'll give you a clue.
Take a something on me.
Yeah, that one.
Take on me.
Absolutely.
Take on me.
Have you seen video to that, Mark?
Is it the kind of sketched one?
But it starts off in a cafe and girls looking at comic. And she gets dragged into a cartoon, and Morten Arkit's beaten up with a guy with a spanner. And it's one of the best videos I've ever seen for its age. And I love that video, don't you? And he survives at the end, and he comes out all sweaty, and she loves him to death.
What's it called again? Is it...
Take on me.
Is it incorrect?
Take me on.
Grammar, there's some... Oh. They can't speak English. That's what it
well,
is.
They cover their bets by saying both phrases.
Really handsome, and he wear a blue pullover.
Sorry, we missed that mark. Hold on a second, Eduardo. We missed that mark. They cover their bets how?
By using the phrase different both ways.
Okay.
They say
okay.
Take me on, take on me.
Oh right. Okay. That's why we've got a hummock because we haven't got a clue what they're singing about. I've forgotten about how they switched it. Yeah, of course. Take on me, take me
good
on.
Trick. Good trick.
It is a hummable one, though, isn't it? Isn't it a hummable one? You know what I
think? It has to be with that range that this fella's got singing, isn't it? You've got to do something to stay in the game, haven't you?
Yeah, that as well. But you've still got to build that harmony up. And you've got, I suppose, the vocal's insistent that you hum along to it. Because it goes up again. There he goes. Oh, it's like rising. I don't know what they call it musically when it starts rise up to that, then brings it down, then rises back up and so on. There is a sort of a linear thread to the chorus, and I think that's what makes the melody memorable and makes it irresistible to sort of regurgitate as a hum.
But I think you probably quit before he's got to those, to the very summit of your crescendo there, don't you? I mean, you step away at that point and leave it all to him.
Unless you're in competition with him, which I would advise you not to be.
Not to be, no.
Yeah, me too. Jonathan has sent me another text. Thanks again for the mention. I feel in fine company for the second hum off. Yeah, well, you should be, because this is a hum off like no other hum offs that we've ever had before. Lee is in Plymouth and he says Flower of Scotland by the Corries is hummable, very, very hummable. Pauline in Egham has gone for Hey Jude. Yeah, hummable, very, very hummable. And well, we want your thoughts on the tune that's very, very hummable. That's what we're after tonight for our virtual jukebox phone-in. What's the great hummable tune that you'd like to mention? And tell us how you hum it. You show me, son, and I'll play it. Oh, whatever the phrase is. Yeah, you hum it and I'll play it. Why not? 08085 909 693. Let's talk. It's virtual jukebox right after all.
And the home of the Premier League.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
BBC News at 2 o'clock. This is Justine Green. The United Nations has held an emergency meeting of its Security Council to discuss the escalating tensions between Israel and Hezbollah. The organisation's Secretary General told delegates all hell is breaking loose in Lebanon. The Foreign Secretary David Lammy urged the Council to ramp up their diplomatic efforts.
This Council has a duty to speak with one voice. And we must say that the rockets must stop now. The airstrikes must stop now. Talks must start now with an immediate ceasefire on both sides now. It is time to pull back from the brink.
The government has agreed to send £5 million of humanitarian aid to civilians in Lebanon, which the UN will distribute. Israel and Hezbollah continue to exchange fire over the border. A senior Israeli military commander has told troops to prepare to fight Hezbollah on the ground. But Professor Lina Khatib from the think tank Chatham House says she's not convinced that type of incursion will go ahead.
Hezbollah fought Israel for almost 2 decades when Israel occupied southern Lebanon. And Hezbollah has had decades of preparation for this kind of scenario. I still think the likelihood remains low that an actual ground invasion is going to happen, because I think Israel is aware of the advantage that Hezbollah would have tactically in that kind of scenario.
Network Rail says there's been a cyber attack on the public Wi-Fi network at 20 railway stations. Customers were directed to websites containing what the company called inappropriate material before their Wi-Fi was suspended. The BBC understands that customer data wasn't compromised. Animal welfare inspectors are concerned that one of the UK's largest food certification schemes is failing to enforce basic standards. RSPCA assured food labels tell shoppers if they're buying higher welfare meat, eggs, fish and dairy. But campaigners say they've uncovered failings at 40 farms and are calling for the scheme to be dropped. Our correspondent Malcolm Pryor has more details.
RSPCA assured is one of the biggest labelling schemes designed to reassure shoppers about the standards under which their food's been produced. But animal welfare activists